After years of steady gains, the percentage of New York State students passing their state math and reading tests has sharply fallen. Just 53% of students met the standards on their English language arts exams in grades 3 through 8. That's a 24-point drop since last year. The percentage of students passing the math tests fell by 25 points. The trend was similar in New York City, where the pass rate also fell by double digits. But school's chancellor Joel Klein says test scores had not budged. It's just that the state raised the cutoff for passing.
If we use the same exact scores to define proficient this time around, New York from 06 through 2010 has made real progress.
But Mike Petrilli of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute in Washington, D.C. says New York's students had been living a lie that's now been exposed.
I think it illustrates just how low the standard was before for proficiency and how out of whack it was with real-world expectations.
Petrilli says New York was courageous in lifting the score needed to pass its tests. NYU professor Robert Tobias, a former director of testing for New York City, says there's bound to be confusion.
It's a concern to all of the teachers and the parents and the students and the public in general, who had a perception that our students were doing much better with respect to the learning standards than they actually are.
Tobias says the old tests were too narrowly focused and students didn't need to get a lot of questions right in order to pass. State Education Commissioner David Steiner says the new scoring system is aligned so that a student who's deemed proficient has a much better chance of succeeding in high school. The state says it made this year's tests less predictable and also raised the cutoff for passing to be more in line with what students need to graduate and go on to college. The state is gradually shifting to national standards.